Nose-Nose Scouting owner Andrea Parrish and her Labrador Zora are in Fargo this week working with North Dakota State University potato breeder Susie Thompson to sniff out PVY and seed potatoes. Thompson says it's an important job.
We have set restrictions or percentages that we can't exceed when we're producing seed potatoes, and the newer strains of this virus are difficult to detect visually with our eyes.
That's why Parrish trained Zora and at least two other pups to use their nose to recognize the PVY odor. On Tuesday at NDSU, Zora nosed through two rows of mesh bags filled with seed potatoes. When she detected the PVY odor, Zora pointed and froze in place to show her find. She identified several small sacks of seed potatoes with possible PVY. The bags of seed were set aside for testing. Now, Thompson will measure the accuracy of Zora's findings.
We will test in the greenhouse along with some knowns that are clean, you know, virus-free. So that we have that lab quantification and to show that this technology works.
Nose-Nose Scouting is a relatively new business. It started about 3 years ago when Parrish asked her husband, a potato breeder and consultant, a simple question.
You know, who on the farm is using dogs to detect disease? And the answer was no one. And for me, as a dog person, I was like, what? Yeah, that's crazy to me that no one uses dogs. The military has proved over 50 years that it's the best way to detect small amounts of odor.
Parrish got her dog training certification, trained pups, and started traveling the country during the COVID pandemic, meeting with farms and doing this PVY testing. A few companies agreed to work with Parrish. Success built confidence. Now Parrish wants to take the next step. In the fall, a potato seed certification researcher at Montana State University is starting a 2-year research study to check the accuracy of the dog's findings.
The dogs are more accurate at lower levels than they are at higher levels. So if you're at 30%, they're going to be a lot less accurate. The odor picture is just harder for them to pinpoint. But when it's at 1% to 3%, it's very, very easy for them to identify.
What's Parrish's end goal for her business? A standardization of seed certification.
Help clean seed and help the farmer have another tool in the toolbox to be successful.
Reporting Agriculture's Business from Fargo, North Dakota, I'm Kara Hart on the Red River Farm Network.